Well, folks, there is a new report out. It's from a group called, or an organization called, the Brennan Center. And what they're saying is that here in Missouri, specifically, about $400 million previously provided through the CARES Act would only provide anywhere cover, basically 11 to 13% of what's needed to safely administer elections during the pandemic. And there are at least 13 Missouri election officials from both parties who have signed that letter, basically calling on the Congress to pass additional funding to ensure safe elections in 2020. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about it from her perspective is Brianna Lennon. Brianna is a Democrat from Columbia. She is the Boone County Clerk. Always appreciate talking to you. Tell us from your perspective, Brianna, why this is needed, why this is necessary.
Sure, and thanks for having me. So, heading into the November 2020 election, I don't think it's how many local election authorities really anticipated that we would be administering an election in the middle of a pandemic, and particularly one with such expected high turnout. So we've had a lot of unintended or unexpected costs, having to purchase personal protective equipment and make modifications to our polling places, so that voters can have a safe experience. And then increases in absentee and voting by mail costs also have impacted a lot of our budgets. And these costs are all borne by the counties for August and November. So we're looking at trying to make sure that we have adequate funding to do everything we need to do to get the word out to voters, to recruit enough poll workers. All of those things take resources, and that's what we're asking for increased funding for those things.
Well, you know, you mentioned the PPE, so critical, as you know. And even if people come to your office in vote absentee, you still have to have the PPE, and you do, and you obviously have sanitation there. But you also mentioned, Brianna, something else I thought was interesting. You mentioned the absentee voting, and we've had that law change, at least for this year, that involves absentee voting, and then people that, there's two parts of that bill, as you and I have talked about. There's also part of it that people can vote without really an excuse if they have, if they're 65 and older, or have diabetes or several health conditions in there. And part of what you're saying, too, is to get the word out about that, you'd like to see more funding. Is that correct?
Absolutely. With the changes to the process and expansion of the ability to vote by mail, there's really two areas that end up needing to be funded. One is making sure that voters understand the process and making sure that they have all of the knowledge that they need to make an informed decision about the option that they want to choose in order to vote. And then the other side of it is the administrative cost of running absentee voting or increased mail-in ballots, because we have a two-step process in Missouri where first the voter asks for the ballot. We have to have enough staff to timely process those requests and send them out. And then on the back end, on election day, when we're counting those ballots, we have to have bipartisan teams to process all of the ballots that we receive back. So we're going to expect to have more people required to serve as absentee election judges, bipartisan teams to open these envelopes and count these ballots.
And the other thing, too, so important, getting poll workers is difficult, whether it's in Columbia or whether it's in very rural small towns or in the inner cities. That's always tough. You need money for that, too.
Right. And we have we did this in August. We'll be doing it again in November, hired high school students to come in and help make sure that our polling places are safe and cleaned, and that's an added election expense just to make sure that we have everything in place so that voters have a positive and healthy experience at the polling place.
Final question for you. Jay Ashcroft did, and then I'll give you the final word, he put out something earlier this week about National Poll Recruitment Day, Poll Worker Recruitment Day. But he says that earlier this year, he delivered 17,000 face masks, 40,000 floor strips for physical distancing, and that he began distributing $4.5 million in May to local election authorities to help them for their individual needs. Again, that's statewide. It sounds like from your perspective and from Shane Scholler and the other county clerks on here, you need more than that. You need more than that for a variety of reasons.
Right, and we're extremely grateful to the Secretary of State's office for providing the resources that have come through the CARES Act and that have been provided on top of that, like the hand sanitizer and the mask and things like that. We have used all of those things at the polling places. But some of the PPE costs had to come out of CARES Act money. We have plexiglass shields that we have at each of our polling locations, and we had to account for our larger number of polling places that we're going to have for November, so we had to buy close to 90 of those protective, well, for 90 locations, and we have to have at least 3 of those per location. So it was a pretty large cost just to buy those shields. And then everything else kind of adds up as you're looking towards buying those resources that we weren't expecting to have for the November election and that are necessary to make sure that everything runs smoothly and safely.
Brianna Lennon, the Boone County Clerk, is there anything that you would like to add about this? Feel free.
I just appreciate calling attention to it, making sure that we have good and accessible elections with integrity is hugely important, and we're doing everything to make sure that it's going to happen. Having additional resources goes a long way in helping us, but also voters should feel safe being able to request an absentee ballot or going to the polls. We're doing everything we can to make sure that voters have a good experience.